It's Monday morning. I'm Olivia Reingold, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. We know we're supposed to be Monday people, but the truth is that it's more on brand for us to future cast and pretend like we already made it to Wednesday when we're watching for these two big things to unfold. One, the ongoing civil war within the GOP over former President Donald Trump may end this week, because we're expecting a vote to remove Representative Liz Cheney as conference chair on Wednesday morning. The Washington Post published a juicy story this weekend that makes us think maybe the fight is just beginning. That story says that at a GOP retreat last month, NRCC staff briefed attendees on the latest polling numbers in battleground districts, leaving out a key finding, that in some of those districts, Trump was down by 15 points. That, the Post says, is at the heart of Cheney's beef within the party. She's pushing to move beyond Trump, whereas other party leaders say they'd be nowhere without Trump's base. One more development pushing Cheney out the door. Over the weekend, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy endorsed Representative Elise Stefanik as her replacement on Fox News, first going on this rant that roughly translated to, Democrats are coming for everything you love.
As conference chair, you have one of the most critical jobs of the messenger of going forward. Are we talking about what the Democrats are doing on the border? Are we talking about all the missed jobs report that we just had? Are we building an economy? Are we watching Joe Biden create inflation that we've never seen before? A takeover of government, the rising of taxes, the damage of what will be done that we cannot come back for. That's why we need a conference that's united. That's why we need a conference chair that is delivering that message day in and day out and uniting the nation to make sure that we are on the right footing going forward.
Quick note, the music really does come in this hard. People at Fox, if you want to know how to put a fade on music, shoot me a line.
Do you support Elise Stefanik for that job?
Yes, I do.
Nothing I can do about that awkward pause, though. Also on Maria Bartiromo's show, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich joined the pylon, agreeing that it's time for Cheney to go. TBD on what Cheney's endgame is and where she goes after Wednesday's vote. 2. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden will have his first Oval Office meeting with the four top congressional leaders on Wednesday. That's Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell, to talk about the same thing he always talks about as of late, infrastructure and spending. Okay, that's enough about the future. We're ready to live in the present a little and give you a rundown of what everyone in D.C. is up to today, starting with the White House. At 9:30 a.m., the president will receive the president's daily brief. Then, an hour later, Biden will meet virtually with NATO's eastern flank allies, that's the so-called Bucharest Nine, in the Roosevelt Room. At 10:15 p.m., Biden will deliver remarks on the economy in the East Room, with VP Kamala Harris attending. The vice president will have lunch with UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield in the Ward Room at noon. Press Secretary Jen Psaki will brief at noon. The Senate will meet at 3 p.m. to take up Andrea Palm's nomination as Deputy HHS Secretary, with a vote to invoke cloture at 5:30 p.m. Meanwhile, the House is out, and coming up later this week, Biden will meet virtually with a bipartisan group of governors about COVID-19 vaccination programs on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Biden and Harris will meet with those four congressional leaders. On Thursday, Biden will meet with six Republican senators. That's Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Roy Blunt of Missouri, and others to discuss infrastructure. Also, here's a Monday superlative to start your week. Best tweet of the weekend by a long shot. From at The Simpsons tweeted this weekend, quote, probability that at G. Stephanopoulos and at Nate Silver 538 have a 50-50 chance of being correct, 100%. Here's a clip of Stephanopoulos and Silver, quote unquote, guest starring on the latest episode that will help you make sense of that tweet.
Lisa Simpson, governor of Indiana, is running for president. Not even her highly damaged relationship with her mother can stop her now. Nate Silver analyzes.
Well, George, Lisa is doing great with disenchanted daughters. Also, tiger moms, checked out dads, and grandparents who like everything. Plus middle children, nerds of all ages, and saxophonists above second chair. Now, it's week before the election, but what the hell? I'm calling it for Lisa.
That's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. And don't forget to subscribe to Playbook Deep Dive, coming to your podcast feed every Friday morning. And yes, we're already thinking about Friday. I'm Olivia Rheingold. Thanks. See you first thing tomorrow.